Sarah, how are you?
Great. How are you doing, Tony?
Well, I probably need to get in and talk with you. I've been a DJ probably for more than 20 years, and I know I'm going to go deaf sooner or later. I have tried to take care of my hearing. I don't think I have much hearing loss, but I know it's something I should probably be concerned with, isn't it?
Well, it's always good to get a good baseline test, and even if you don't think that there's hearing loss, we can find out that there isn't, and that's always good news.
Well, I can maybe do that at at your open house, which you're really excited about.
We are. We have the Lansing office and the Okemos office are open for open houses today for Lansing and tomorrow for Okemos. And we're having special pricing on some hearing aids. We're having a manufacturer's representative come in and talk about some of their new products. We've got treats available, and we're going to have a raffle for a gift certificate for a restaurant.
Well, I know that you have had tutorials about Sonos that educates patients with hearing problems about the technology that is available, and whatever your budget is, you can take care of them.
Absolutely. From something entry-level to more advanced, we've got really everything in between. So.
And Sarah, there's an article in today's USA Today talking about taking care of the hearing of our children and the loud environments. And I know that you educate people, not only children, but people in general, on how to take care of their hearing no matter what environment you're in.
Oh, it's really important to take care of the hearing as best you can, because once the damage is done, it doesn't come back. So wearing hearing protection anytime it's around loud noise, lawnmowers, chainsaws, loud rock concerts, time to get some earplugs in the ears and try and protect the hearing.
Sarah, how far away are we from technology which would improve or repair people with hearing loss?
To get a complete cure, we're a long ways, I'd say, from a complete cure, but we've come so far as far as the technology to be able to help people with hearing loss. It is the technology nowadays is just so far advanced compared to where we used to be. The hearing aids just don't whistle like they used to. They're clearer than they used to be. They handle background noise so much better than they used to. So we really have some remarkable technology out there. But we don't have the cure yet, but probably several years from that. In the meantime, we've got wonderful technology to help us out.
All right, Sarah, before we let you get back at helping people hear better, talk one more time about your open houses today and tomorrow.
Sure. We're open from 8 to 5 at the Lansing location, which is right in Frandor, and the Okemos office, which is off of Okemos Road. And we have the special pricing on our hearing aids. We've got manufacturer's reps coming in. We're doing free hearing screenings. We've got treats available for people. So stop in, take a look at our offices, meet some of the staff, and ask us questions about hearing. We'll be happy to help.
If people want more information, Sarah, you have a website or phone number you want them to contact?
Sure. The website is www.sonos.com. And you can call our Lansing office today, which is 517-332-1691. And our Okemos office is 517-627-3202.
Sarah Holcomb is the owner of the 4 Mid-Michigan Area Franchise Sonos Store. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Tony.